Digital Services. It's buying the HTC engineering team that built the Pixel smartphone for Google in a $1.1 billion cash deal. It underscores how serious Google is becoming about designing its own family of devices. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Linda's still down in Sacramento with her visiting her parents, so good morning. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock right here at KCNR 1460, right downtown, 1326 Market Street. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here, of course, with Jared.
Good morning.
And what's the weather look like? I can't believe the weather. Is that temperature right?
That is actually correct.
Wow.
Yeah, 46 degrees right now. It's going to be clear throughout the rest of the forecast. Today it's going to be a high of 73, low 49. Friday is going to be a high of 75, a low of 53. Saturday, a high of 82, a low of 56. And on Sunday, we have a high of 88 and a low of 59.
All of the weather is always brought to you, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business right out of Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Super people down there. Gosh, what's going on around here? The hurricane, what was the hurricane? It's Mimi, right?
No, it's Maria.
Maria. Just destroyed Puerto Rico.
Oh, the entire island is without power. It's
without
like
power.
3.5 million people, and they're not expecting power to come back for months.
Months in some areas.
Well, this is an article I read yesterday.
It
made it sound like it was the whole island.
Maybe it is, but it's going to be like it will be months for some areas. But you know, just think about this. It leveled their power. It leveled many of their buildings. Or not many of their buildings, but buildings. But you're right. And so when you don't have power, you don't have water. You don't have clean water. You don't have cooking abilities and things like that. This is just it's just a disaster.
Or food storage.
Food storage. And then and now it's heading for the Dominican Republic. So and they're battening down too. But it's a level 3. So that means it slowed down a little bit, or the winds aren't as strong. But still, when you come into an area whose building codes aren't as strong, say, as we have out here in California or Mississippi, that it can just destroy whole areas down there. And then plus, again, you go into the powers being gone. Look how long it took them to get the power back in Florida with, you know, right here. With all the teams that are down there, FEMA teams and all the ones that are working, it took days to get power back, to all throughout Florida. And I'm not even sure they probably got it all back by now. But imagine a whole island. Man, just imagine. I mean, it just everything torn up, broken, having to new poles, stringing wire again. I mean, this is just it's going to be horrendous. And then a quake. Earthquake hits Mexico. 250 dead so far. They've got this little girl. She's caught in the school rubble. I don't know if you read about this. She's become kind of like the national symbol of this earthquake. Her hand was out and her fingers are wiggling. So they are doing everything to try and get this young girl out. But they're finding people alive buried, in the rubble. So they're, it's a massive effort to get in there and start clearing out, clearing these buildings out because people are still in there and still alive. Have you ever been in an earthquake?
I've been in one here in Redding, and I was like 10. I barely remember it, but I remember being terrified the second it happened because I didn't know what was happening.
So that was, that was the one, the big Northridge earthquake, and it just came up here too?
I'm not sure.
They had the one they had down in Southern California resulted in the death of my mother-in-law. She just freaked out. I mean, she didn't die from like a building crash, but she freaked out and several days later had a heart attack. And I think you could probably directly relate it to the earthquake because, you know, her house was shaking, things were falling down, the whole thing. So, I mean, what can you do in an earthquake? It seems like you can do something in a, you know, in a hurricane or and even in a tornado if you've got any type of warning. But when you get an earthquake, I mean, it seems like it's everywhere if once you're in it. The locally though, how you doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have no complaints. What's looking forward to going to Paisano Days.
Paisano Days is starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's going to go tomorrow and
Saturday. And they have the bocce ball tournament on Saturday, I believe.
Have you ever done bocce ball?
Not in a actual tournament sense, but I've played it casually before.
Casually played bocce ball. You know, that's just one of the things going on here. You have the Alzheimer's Walk for Survival, the first survivor, that's the Reading Walk in Alzheimer's, that's Saturday, September 23rd. You have the Back to Blue, it's down at the Elks Club, and that starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, it goes to 4. Of course, Paisano Days, you've got the Reading Gay Pride Standing Strong Together Festival, that's downtown, begins at City Hall, and then and it ends up at, anyway, they're going to have the Pride Festival at City Hall and from 12 to 5 p.m. There's the Military History and Combat Vehicle Show that's going to be out at the Old Sky Ranch Airport. That's the 23rd and the 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30. You know, all types of military vehicles out there. Military small arms, displays, community organizations are welcome, military collections and vendors. That's right. You're going to have BC Combat, aircraft demos, helicopter rides, government helicopter fly-ins. Wow. Want more information, give them a call at 739-2562. All of this is Saturday. What a great, you know, that's a lot of things to do. And this, you know, that's not even everything that's happening. That's they're having the Lassen Foundation dinner that's going on. There's just a lot of stuff heading out this week. The one thing that happens when Linda's gone is then it becomes Elk Killer in me. Yeah, the dog is morose because Linda's not there. It goes over and it sits by the door and looks at the door. I said, come on, she's not going to be here for a while. Dog walks over to me, looks at me, turns around, walks back, lays down by the door, stares at the door. The only thing that gets her away from the door is if I say, you want something to eat? She understands eat. She doesn't understand come, stay, sit, roll over. No, she doesn't understand no at all. But you say the word eat or anything like that or make us, or you know, she'll be asleep in the other room and you open up the refrigerator. She still doesn't get up until you take the piece of cheese out and you know that little, you know, like Velveeta cheese and that little wrapper that makes this no noise at all when you open it up. She hears that. She doesn't hear anything else. It comes running in. So I get her away from the door. That's her big part of the day is a piece of Velveeta cheese. It's the only way I can get her back when Linda's gone. And then she's happy for a while. Who knows? And we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Whether you're looking for a workhorse or a play toy, at Team Power of Reading, they have the Kubota RTV to suit your needs. Meet the all-new Kubota RTV X-Series. Three rough and ready RTVs that raise the bar on comfort, convenience, and performance. These Kubota RTVs set the standard for ruggedness and reliability, proving them day after day under all kinds of conditions, ready for an RTV experience you won't soon forget. Stop by Team Power of Reading on Twin View Boulevard today, or call them at 226-9226 for Kubota RTV sales, parts, and service.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar, 275-5600, or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda. Linda's on assignment. And where was she last night when I was in my sleep number bed? There I was in my sleep number bed, just me. Not even Elk Killer. Sleep number. You know what? We've had that bed for 4 years, and it's probably one of the, and it is the best bed we've ever had. Why? Because I can sleep at the firmness I want, and Linda can sleep at the firmness she wants. My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40, except sometimes I forget. Leave them at 100, but then we still sleep fine because it's sleep number bed. And right now, they've sleep numbers introduced the most amazing bed ever. It's the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, designed to keep you comfortable by adjusting as you move through the night. Yeah, pretty cool, huh? Did you know that Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress and is rated, you know, as a number one mattress by J.D. Powers and such? Right now, you can save $200 to $400 on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed by going down to the Target Shopping Center, into the Sleep Number store, and lay on the bed, see what it's like. Trust me, we've been sleeping on that bed for 4 years. Not the one you're laying on, but the one in our house. And you, you know what? We love that bed. I hope you will go down there and tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Okay. Hey, we're here with Scott Seaton from the North State Symphony.
Howdy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm super. How are you?
We're both sitting here with our eyes half closed. I don't know why. Because, I mean, I felt good when I got up this morning. It was just kind of when I sat in here, it was like, oh, okay, I got to get going here. You know, my coffee hasn't kicked in. A lot of things going on. But before we get to you, let's go to Roberta. Roberta, good morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. And that includes the state of Jefferson. I'm down here in Temecula, and I called Carl because I'm having a similar problem with a dog here, and she has not left the door. I'm house-sitting for my daughter, and that dog has been at the door now for 5 days.
Velveeta cheese.
And like Snooki, she... will come in for a cookie. That's how the only way I can get her in the house. Otherwise, she just wants to stay outside and wait at the gate.
Well, you know what? You know how you get them over that is you put an electric shock collar on them. And when they get near the gate, every time they look at the door, you zap them. No, I'm just kidding. Well, you know what? They'll be home soon. So
I know.
You're down in Temecula,
I know. But anyway, I just had to call and say good morning to you, and I enjoyed your little story about Snooki because I'm having the same thing with this doggy here. So anyway,
thank you very much.
Have a great day in Jefferson.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Temecula. That's in California. That's Southern California. Okay. The North State Symphony is getting ready to have an extravaganza.
We always have extravaganzas.
Right. Okay. But this one's getting ready to happen on this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Something else that's happening this weekend. This is a big weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you mean, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. There's lots of stuff going on. You know, but first of all, where are you going to be at? At the Cascade?
Yep. Saturday night, 7:30 at the Cascade Theater.
Oh, so you've got a built-in crowd. You got Gay Pride coming down. You've got the people from the We Back the Blue. They've got all types of stuff. Alzheimer's Walk, all of that.
So, well, hopefully they will all walk down to the Cascade
Theater. They will all walk
down
to the Cascade Theater at 7:30. So what's going on there?
Well, this is our big season opener. It's a concert called Reflections. It's a lot of music that sort of takes a lot of other things that's happening in their own time and puts that into the music itself, and I think pretty relevant to today. But it starts out with a very sort of energized, rhythmic, up-in-your-seat type overture by American composer Samuel Barber, who many people may know for his Adagio for Strings, which is played a lot of sort of celebrity funerals. It's a very you know the piece. If you heard it, it's this beautifully haunting piece of music. But
and it's called the what?
Adagio for Strings.
Adagio for Strings.
No, we're not playing that. We're not playing that. But we're doing his Overture to the School for Scandal.
Overture for the School for Scandal.
Yes, Overture to the School for Scandal. Nothing about that name. But it's a great piece. It's very sort of like I said, it's very very fast, very rhythmic, and it's a nice
start. Everybody going.
It's a nice start to the season.
It's a toe tapper, huh? I mean, if you toe tap in a song.
Oh, I toe tap.
In the one, in the two. Okay.
But and after that piece, we have a guest pianist coming in. I believe she's flying in from Philadelphia, and she is in high demand. We are very lucky to have her. Her name is Sarah Davis Buchner, and she has played with all the top orchestras, San Francisco Symphony, New York Philharmonic, and we just happen to be able to snag her for the North State Symphony. So that's going to be really exciting, and she's playing a heck of a piece, let's just say that, by Rachmaninoff, and it's called Variations on a Theme by Paganini. So back in the day, back in the hundreds of years ago, Paganini was this ridiculously virtuoso violinist who pretty much set the bar for all violinists today. And there was a theme that he wrote that you probably know, again, if I sung it, which I could. I don't know if I want to sing this early on the radio, but so Rachmaninoff stole this theme and put it in. He stole the theme, and he wrote some music around it, and he called it the Variations on a Theme by Paganini.
Okay. Well, that's okay as long as he had Paganini's name.
As long as he
acknowledged
Paganini.
That's not plagiarism. He said, I got this from Paganini.
Absolutely. And so this music is great. It's very utilizes the full orchestra, lots of brass, lots of percussion. It's very, parts of it are very dark, and parts of it are very light and rhythmic. Actually, if you came, if anyone out there came to the New Year's Eve event that we did at the Civic Auditorium, we did part of the piece at the New Year's Eve event, the most beautiful sort of theme from the piece we played there. So now we're going to play the whole piece this time around, and you will know that theme. It's again, some of the most gorgeous music in the center of the piece, and then some of very deep, visceral, earth-shaking music for the rest. It's going to be quite a sight.
You know, I just love listening to it. Here's a man talking about music, and it's so, you make it sound so, you explain it, you define it, you paint a picture of it. That it's, you know, Linda at this point is going, yes, yes, you know, you paint such a picture of it that, you know, you can just almost hear it without knowing what the songs are or knowing what the melody is, hear it just by the way you describe it. That's great.
I try. I do what I can.
Well, you're doing a great job, buddy. Okay. We have some tickets here for people that might want, you know, that are going to come to it Saturday night, too. We got a couple tickets.
There's also one more piece on the program.
I know. I know. But see, I'm just letting people know right now, so keep going. Bring it on. Bring it on.
But so after the soloist is done, we have our intermission, and then the last sort of chunk of the program, I keep calling it the steak, because it's the meat. It's not the salad. It's not the...
So you've already had the salad, soup and salad.
So you've had the soup and salad. You've had your little martini, whatever you want. And now we have the meat, which is one of my favorite composers. I spent a lot of time with mentally when I was in school. And his name is John Sibelius. He's from Finland. He was from Finland. He died quite a while ago. But he wrote his Second Symphony, which is his most popular work, and the work that really made a name for him. And it actually is a very nationalistic piece of music. Some very sort of singable, memorable, flowing themes will happen. And he was very inspired by Tchaikovsky, who we're actually closing the season with this year. One of his sort of big bombastic works. Everyone loves Tchaikovsky. I mean, if you know the 1812 Overture.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Especially when
yeah.
the guys run out there and they're shooting shotguns during the part of it.
There you go.
In the back, yeah.
Cannons.
I know it's supposed to be cannons, but it's hard to shoot cannons during the... I guess it's hard to shoot cannons. Maybe not. Shotguns make a big noise,
you know,
too.
We should try sometime.
Doing what?
Shooting cannons.
They have them. They have these 12-gauge cannons out.
We should arrange this.
Just put them on the stage.
I look forward to this.
You can do that.
But yeah, his music is great, and I'm really looking forward to, at the very least, talking about it at the pre-concert talk and telling everybody why this is such an interesting piece of music, because he led a really, really bizarre life. Well, okay, so he was an alcoholic. let's start with that. You know, his wife would often come in to his study in the morning, and he would have his head in a piece of music that he was writing, and he would be passed out cold, and a glass of wine would still be in his hand. And that's genius. Like, he stayed up all night creating this thing, but he, you know, he needed his wine, he needed his cigars, and that was just the way he was, you know, but... so it was a very interesting life, and I look forward to
it. Was it a short life?
No, he lived from 1865 to 1957. So he had
that wine and cigars then.
He did something right.
Something right.
But he was one of those guys who just kind of did what he... You know, he could be talking to you, having a conversation just like we're having, and then just walk away without saying goodbye. Just like something popped into his head. And he had to go pursue that thought.
I have friends like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me. I have a friend that just, when he's finished for the evening, just stands up. Let's go. His wife's used to it. We're used to it.
Yeah.
And that's easy, because now you can do it also. You don't have to drag yourself out. You know how you do. It takes you 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Now you can do it. And I can do it with him. And he's perfectly okay with that. Okay. We've had enough fun. Let's go.
We're done. Right. See you.
Okay. North State Symphony. The beginning of the season, this Saturday. I've got tickets to the two tickets to it. I'm going to give away these, and I'm going to give away two more tomorrow. And this is going to be just a wonderful play, a wonderful time there. The September Symphony Reflections, with a guest artist coming in, a pianist coming in from Philadelphia.
Yep, Sarah Davis Buchner. Concert's at 7:30, and again, there's a pre-concert talk at 6:30 that's free, especially
if you comes
in
at 6:30. Yeah, right. You know, that's a good part to listen to. You know, about the concert itself and the music.
Blah blah blah. Music this.
No, you paint the picture, buddy. Okay, Scott Seaton, thank you so much for stopping by today.
My pleasure.
And we're going to give these away and talk about this for the next couple of days, too.
All right.
And, you know, it's the beginning of the symphony season, and we are so blessed to have a symphony here. And we've got such great artists to play.
They're always fun to work with. It's going to be an electric evening, and everyone should come out if you have, you know, a free couple hours.
You're not saying the electric light orchestra is going to be there, though. No. Okay, just kidding. All right, Scott, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, hey, we're going to be right back with Ron Lim.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tensions are high and anticipation is building for the annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. In fact, some ducks are already training. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. Everyone wins, and you could be the winner of a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina.
We've got to be ready by September 24th at 1:30 for the big drop.
Plus, second prize is a San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of Interwest Insurance.
See you there September 24th at 1:30 p.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It is 7:33 in the morning. It's 54 degrees. It's 54 degrees. Let's talk about that just for a second. 54 degrees.
Yeah, I'm in shorts.
and Ron's here in shorts. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have just a huge selection of estate jewelry, but the only watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. They are, like I said, full service. They can design and build, and they have jewelry, and then they have assets all over the world to be able to find that right gem just for you. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Ron Lim.
Morning.
Which is just in itself, he didn't even. Did you know that your heart beat this early?
No. <7:30? laughs> Actually, 6:30. I think my phone went off.
It was. I called you at 6:30. You're the only person I will call. I will call to remind him about the show. Only because we were talking the other day, I was laughing so hard. I said, I got to come. This guy's got to come.
Well, I missed the last one because I forgot.
You forgot. I said, where's Lim? And the person arranged it goes, he's not here. I know he's not there. I've got an empty seat right here. You're wearing the T-shirt that says the 75th anniversary of Lim's Cafe.
Yeah, this is
how old is that?
It's been 84 years, so it's 9 years old.
84 years. Lim's has been there for 84 years.
In Redding.
In Redding.
Not in that spot.
Not in that spot.
But, yeah, 94. Well, this was 9 years ago, this shirt.
84.
Yeah.
So, 84 years. You know, oh, my gosh.
Where we are is where we are right now in Miracle Mile is our third location. We talked about this.
We never could figure out. Nobody ever could figure out where the first location was. Okay. Ron will give free drugs. No, I'm sorry. But if you know where the first family location for the restaurant was in this town, give us a call.
Right.
And you're gonna win a $25 gift certificate for something. To Lem's.
To the restaurant.
To the restaurant. If you can call us and tell us where
I haven't told my sisters that yet, but
okay, well, just pass that on.
Yeah.
If you can tell us where the very first Lem's restaurant was in Redding, $25 gift certificate to go down.
Opened in 1933.
In 1933. For those of you that were around then, or just are historical. And it was somewhere around here, though. I mean, downtown.
Well, it's right near here.
And right near here.
Hint, hint.
So if you've
actually, both of them were around here.
Okay. So the first one, and then you had the second one, and then the third one. How long has that one been down in the Miracle Mile?
1957.
What's
that?
Long. 57 is 60 years.
60 years. Yeah, 60 years.
How about that?
Just a couple years before I-5 came in.
There you go. That's a good spot there.
Yeah, that was the highway.
It used to be, and then I-5 moved.
But in those days, it was people around, standing in line all the way around the building.
Really?
Yeah.
The food
21 dish. Hours a day, people would be wrapped around the building waiting to get in.
Gee.
Yeah, that changed when I-5 came.
You know, the food there is great.
Yeah.
I like the food there.
Pretty good.
Yeah. You've been in business too. Besides with the cafe, you've been in the pharmacy business a long time.
1976. So that's about 40
years.
41.
What made you go into the pharmacy?
My dad told me don't do the restaurant business.
Don't do the restaurant. But what kind of like shoved you in or just made what was the decision? Just something must because pharmacists are. We have a answer here.
Oh, really?
Okay, Roberta, what's your answer? Where was the very first Lem's Cafe?
Well, the first one I remember eating at back in probably 1947 was between Market and California on Butte Street.
Yuba. Between Singer Sewing Machine and that bar. I can't remember the name of the bar.
That was pretty close, though.
Close to where?
I missed it on a street, right?
Yeah, but that's not the first one.
That was the second one. Nope, she just hung up. So, that was the second one.
That's the second one. That's where the Christmas tree used to be in the intersection of Market and Yuba.
Market and Yuma right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that was the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the other one was cool. Okay, all right.
The first one's even further back.
The pharmacist, though. Let's go back to the pharmacist.
Okay.
What kind of got you into that? Cause, I mean, because you are obviously a very very smart person, but you see pharmacists seem like they're very focused.
Yes, they are. In sixth grade, up until sixth grade, the only contact that I had with pharmacy at all. I didn't even know what pharmacy was in sixth grade, but we had a field trip, and one stop was the old Payless right here on Market Street, and I did. I didn't even think about that, and I guess I just remembered going in there, but even then I didn't think about pharmacy. I didn't had nothing really had no idea what I was going to do, but in sixth grade. They passed out a questionnaire like 1, 2, and 3. What do you want to be when you grow up? So they could, get our education going that direction, whatever.
I remember those.
Yeah. And so the first one was, well, most of my friends were like, fireman, policeman, pilot, things like that. Uh, I I don't know why. I put pharmacist. I don't even know how I knew how to spell it. I put pharmacist in lane one and left two and three blank. And went from, well, sixth grade straight through to pharmacy school.
And, but something must, yeah, something must have gone.
I don't know. I had my doctor of pharmacy by 24.
Is that good? That's good. Doctor, good. Yeah. Doctor,
huh? So I didn't go, you know, I didn't venture off.
You didn't didn't deviate from your course. You just went straight through. Okay. All right. Now, we have another possible answer here. Is it Mardell?
Yes.
All right, okay. Where was the very first Lim's Cafe?
Well, it said there was, they talked about the first Chinese restaurants, the Lucky Chop Suey, Holly Cafe, and then Lim's, located first on Tehama Street and then on Yuba.
She's right.
You're right.
She wins.
You get a $25 gift certificate to Lim's Cafe.
How do you remember that?
How do you know that? You looked it up, didn't you?
Well, because I have a covered wagon from Society from 2015.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's right. I forgot. We're in there.
You're in there, see? Now, it used to be, this thing has gone on for years. Nobody could get it, but you did, Mardell. So how is she going to get this? Just you're going to tell your...
I'll tell my sister that we have it giving it away.
Okay, and then you can go, you're going to tell her today, the sister?
Yeah, I'll let her know this morning. Could you call me and remind me?
I will. I'll call you and remind you, Mardell. So anytime starting tomorrow, you can get that $25 gift certificate, $25 off your meal. How's that?
Just go into Lim's, huh?
Just go into Lim's starting tomorrow.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All we need is your name and
yeah, just your name. Just stay on the line for a second, and we're going to get your name from, and Jared will take all your information, okay? So stay on the line.
Cool.
All right.
Okay. All right. So how about that? So his first one was on Trinity.
It's Tehama, right?
Tehama, right here behind
right
us.
Right next to the police station.
Right here.
You know this alleyway right
here? Yeah.
We were just on this side of it.
Just, oh, okay.
It used to be the, before they moved, the Chocolat de Nanette.
Okay.
A little tiny.
Oh, no, I didn't.
And then it's a tattoo place now, or was.
There's a tattoo place on this end. But Shasta Tehama is right up here. Yo, okay. We're pointing.
Over here.
Right over there. Okay, I was wondering what you were pointing
at. When you go down, make this turn.
Yeah,
right here.
Okay, got it. All right. Wow. It wasn't very big, though.
Four booths.
Okay. Wow.
Maybe four. And coffee was a nickel, I think. And all the refills you could drink.
Hey, Ron, you've seen this. You've seen a lot of changes here in this town.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to take an early break because I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Because you've been here.
I was born and raised
here. You were born and raised here, and you've been around, you know, 30 or 40 years.
30 or 40. No, I'll be 70 in a couple months.
I know you said that. If you could see Ron Lim, you would not believe this man is 70 years old. Jared, you should, you know, Jared should look this good when he's 40. So... Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. They've been in the business over 25 years. Yeah, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason. Because they are the best in the North State. These are the only ones that we let touch our HVAC systems at our house. Why? Because they give super professional service. They treat you like family. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. It's starting to get cold. So now's the time to have all those filters checked. Make sure that your heating system's working. Because, and if you've got a combination system, what about all the smoke that it's gone through your system this year? Have Alliance Heating and Air take a look at it. We'll be right back with Ron Lim.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Life's Journey. David and Brianna Strang were newly married, starting on a lifelong journey together. they were ready for a place to call their own. But as recent college graduates with new jobs, they were worried their short work history wouldn't provide enough financial support to qualify them for their first home loan. That's when Tri-Counties Bank home loan specialist Becky Sim joined in on the journey and charted a new path for them. Becky and her team used the Strang's recent college diplomas and new salaries to create a sound case for their future finances, qualifying them for their first home loan. Welcome home, David and Brianna.
Hooray!
Home lending, home equity lines of credit, life's journey. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 458732.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's down in Sacramento. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, whether it's short-term in-home health care or long-term in-home health care. They are your home care solution, an affordable solution that keeps your loved ones at home. Sharon Clark, she's done a great job with this, business and business person of the year several times. Home Helpers, give them a call at 226-8350. I'm here with Ron Lim, and Ron's lived his whole life here in Reading, and
yes.
Born and raised in Reading.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about how you got into pharmacy. I mean, just for some reason, you put it down in sixth grade, and you never deviated. And your family's had a cafe here since 1933, and we just found out where it was first located is right here on this block,
right here,
four doors down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, changes in Reading.
Well, let's see.
Besides the freeway and that, have you seen,
the population was 7,000.
7,000.
Younger, yes.
7,000.
You could go over to Hilltop and shoot deer.
I love it.
And, that was wide open.
That was wilderness out there.
That was the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy it at $25 an acre back in those days. You know where Sunset Terrace is?
Yeah.
Expensive
Woods, homes up there.
Woods built that subdivision, and people said he was nuts because that was like 100 miles away. And
you can't find a house in there sometimes. I mean, he goes,
no.
Just, yeah.
It goes, well beyond that now.
Oh,
but
yes.
Back then, people thought he was nuts.
And you're doing that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so I've seen it you know, go out
yeah.
this way. Central Valley, Shasta Lake City, sorry. But at that time it was called Central Valley. It was out there because of the dam.
Mm-hmm.
So it was already out there. It was tiny.
Anderson
was there. All from the dam building days.
Uh-huh.
Downtown town was it. We're in it.
This was downtown right here.
There was nothing except deer over in the hilltop. And the only way you could get over there, let's see, we didn't have Cypress Bridge. We didn't have 44, 299. I think, you know, you could only go up to the top of Sulphur Creek Hill and
over.
And pick up a hilltop drive up at,
up on there.
Where docks used to be. And
yeah.
Go to
that was it.
Town. And I didn't venture down south much, but maybe Bonneville, but I'm not sure. But there weren't a whole lot of ways to get across to that side, but who'd want to go there anyways?
Just that's right. Ways. Yeah, and for $25 an acre, could have bought, you know, 10 acres down there.
I wish I had about, my dad had about the whole.
I know. I asked my dad why didn't you buy IBM? And my daughter's asking me why I didn't buy Apple stock when it first came out.
My dad came from the old country, and he says, if you can't pay cash for it, you know, buy it. And it's of no use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, you know.
I've got 10 acres of land on the place called Hilltop. People are killing deer on my property.
Yeah.
So, what about in the last? What do you think about what's happened in the last 10 years here in Redding?
Well, you're talking about our homeless and.
Well, homeless and crime and all this. I mean, have you seen anything like this before?
No.
Okay.
No, never. You know, growing up, it was like nobody locked their houses, cars. It was just a little town with pretty much zero crime. But, no, it's changed a lot, much like, you know, a lot of other towns.
A lot of other cities are like this now. Towns and mm-hmm. cities are like this. And it's
but
like
I think we're rated number 3 is the worst.
Well,
like
yeah,
that.
You know what? I look at that, you know, and a lot of it's based on, you know, specious facts. But they said the most dangerous places in California, we aren't on that.
Oh.
But Yuba City is.
Mm.
And a bunch of them over there on the coast now, in Oakland, where you're getting ready to go travel through, and it says, do not walk around the streets.
I'll be sure.
And you were just talking about, I'll just wander on down there to the wedding.
Yeah,
I thought, oh, no, Ron, don't do that.
Well, by the airport, I would think it's
okay. You would think so.
But I'll take a cab.
Yeah, Uber. Uber it. Anyway, hey, you know, we talk about pharmacists, and something happened the other day with with a friend of ours. And ends up in a hospital because the medicine he had been prescribed worked against each other and caused a real problem for him. He's a healthy, you know, vibrant guy, but he ended up in a hospital getting blood and everything. A pharmacist is kind of like that last line of defense for people.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes, that's true. But the last one to see that patient.
You're the last one to see that those meds coming in, and if they have meds that you already know about, and you've got a list of that, do you ever catch anything like that?
Yes, I mean there's no way we can remember every single interaction
right.
that there is. So
right.
our computer systems, the software systems, will catch all those and alert you to them.
So it'll say, if you use this medicine with this medicine, this could cause
in the middle of your checking prescriptions, it'll say, oh.
Stop.
Problem. And but that only works if people come to the same pharmacy.
Every time.
And there are people who will go to 5 different pharmacies because the price is better on this drug over there and better over there on this one. And what happens, and it's not so much now as it was in the old days, but uh-huh. they'd be scattered all over. And unless you sat there and actually went over all their drugs with their taking
yeah.
and all that.
I know my dad, toward the end, he had a little shoebox full of drugs or medicines. He had different doctors, heart and all, everybody else.
Right.
And I couldn't help but think, I said,
How do they know?
How do they know what's happening here? He's got different doctors. I mean, somebody has got to know about this. And he'd be getting his meds from different places. But that just kind of drove it home the other day with a friend that, like I said, ended up in the hospital, and they found out that you should not use this medicine with this medicine. And I know that I've heard before how pharmacists will catch this, because you're getting ready to give somebody some pills or medication, and hey, I know, and doctors for some reason can't figure it out.
Well, that's our job, is to, you know, catch that kind of stuff. And when we get a new patient that we don't know, or when we put them into our system, we have a question area for allergies, whether it be drugs, dyes, chemicals, anything. This thing can handle all of those, and you can put them all in. And so you ask the patient, what are you allergic to? Not just drugs. And we put it in their into their profile. And now if they just stay with us and get only, you know, their prescriptions only with us, then the system will look at every prescription that they come in with and run it against their whole database.
Yeah.
And catch it.
And then you can catch it, something like that. Well, that just makes sense to have the same.
Yes.
Gosh.
I strongly advise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, because, you know, like this, I mean, somebody missed this. And either because, for whatever reason, I mean, he was treated very well once he's in the hospital. But to find out that, you know, this is what caused it, you know, because I believe that that happens all the time.
Yeah, there aren't a lot that, I mean, there are a lot, but not like life-threatening, like what happened to your friend. But they are out there.
Sure.
A lot of them are mild to moderate in interactions.
Yeah.
You just have to kind of be aware and monitor and look for
certain
symptoms. But the kind that your friend had, I don't know how.
I don't know either. And I'd have to go back and look at it. But it had something to do with blood. So, you know, anyway, the.
Was it an interaction, or was it the drug itself?
I think it was the interaction. The two should not be used together. And that was kind of a surprise, because I would think that.
Yeah, if he goes to one pharmacist.
If he goes to one pharmacist, or even maybe it was, you know, I have to go back and look at it. But he ended up because of the meds. I know you told me before how many times that you'll see things and you end up calling doctors.
Yes, hey, we need to do something about this.
You need to change this. You need to do something.
Or do something.
Okay, I only got a couple minutes left. Here's something everybody talks about. Generic drugs.
Right.
It's supposed to be the exact same drug, but it's a generic drug. How come everybody will swear, and I don't know if it's just because it's in their head.
They don't work.
It works differently. Not that it doesn't work, but it just works differently. Is that true? I mean, is it differences then?
You know, I have a lot of people come in and say, hey, I don't want any of the generics that are made in India or China, because the manufacturers do use or outsource to other countries, you know. And they'll want me to find a generic version that's made in the USA. And in earlier on, when generics first came out, you could not depend on them, no. Even though they have the same ingredient in them, doesn't mean that they're going to work exactly the same, because there was binding them together in the tablet, may not release the drug.
Okay.
The same way as the name brand.
Okay.
Did.
All right.
There's various reasons for why a generic may not work exactly the same as the name brand. Just because it has the same active ingredient in it
doesn't always mean that's going to do it like that, because the bindings that they use could be different. So even if you have two generic drugs, the bindings are different, so they act differently.
Well, I think I told you this story last time about the aspirin.
No, just keep going. I want to finish this up.
Yeah, aspirin. But back in when I was going to pharmacy school, they showed us the difference between name brand aspirin and a generic aspirin, and the same drug, both aspirin, and we put it into a tumbler, plastic tumbler of stomach acid.
Right.
And we put the name brand in, and it would dissolve.
Dissolve right away.
Like 10, 15 seconds. And then the other one, we put it in there, watched it, Came back 24 hours later, and it's still in there tumbling like a little rock.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah. What good does it do you if it doesn't dissolve?
What good does it do you? It does you no good. Hey, we're here with Ron Lim. Now, you've got – where are you located at, Ron?
Inside the Shasta Community Health Center downtown on Placer and Continental.
Okay. Well, and there's a constant flow of people coming through to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Lim, who is – thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you for
You know what? I always have a great time here with you talking about old times there. We finally found it. It's around here with the tattoo parlor.
Well, there aren't too many of us natives here, you know.
That's right. Just you guys.
I mean, people that have been here 5 years, they say they're natives.
No. Like, No, it's got to be born and raised here.
That's right.
There's very few of you left. Okay, Ron Lim here from Lim's Pharmacy and Lim's Cafe. And, Mardell, you won $25 gift certificate that I just made up.
And my sisters will love it when I tell them.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? It's a great place to go to, Lim's Cafe. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Working to pass their version of a Obamacare repeal before the end of the month. That's when a provision will expire that would allow passage of the bill with a simple majority.
It's close. The votes are theoretically almost there. But of course, now that this thing is very real, we've seen all of the pushback materialize.
That's David Drucker, a senior political writer for the Washington Examiner. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Trump today praising the combat efforts to drive the Taliban and terror groups out of Afghanistan.
Our military is, as you know, over there right now and doing really an incredible job, more of leadership than fighting. We're leading a lot of wonderful Afghan troops who are fighting very hard. We were just discussing that.
The president met with the Afghan president today at the UN General Assembly. Vice President Mike Pence says the administration remains focused on things the American people care about, not the Russia investigation.
As we see for the first time, three Category 4 hurricanes make landfall in the United States, as we see threats like North Korea and an increasing destabilizing role by Iran.
Vice President Pence appearing on CBS today. On Wall Street right now, the Dow struggling is down by 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
American Icon Films and Greg Laurie present a new documentary, Steve McQueen, American Icon.
Steve McQueen set the action movie template for the modern-day era of cinema.
He was the best at what he did.
Follow Pastor Greg on a cross-country trip and discover the incredible true story.
Steve McQueen became a believer in Jesus Christ toward the end of his life. That is a story very few people know.
Steve McQueen, American Icon, a special one-night event in select theaters Thursday, September 28th. Find theaters and tickets at stevemcqueenmovie.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
British police have arrested a sixth person in connection with a recent bomb attack on a London subway train.
Detectives arrested a 17-year-old under the Terrorism Act in South London. A search of the property where he was found is underway. The attack sparked a manhunt for the perpetrators and prompted the government to briefly raise the national terrorism threat to the highest level. Detectives recently also arrested three men in Newport, Wales. An 18-year-old refugee from Iraq and a 21-year-old from Syria who were arrested previously remain in custody. Karen Chamas, London.
An Associated Press year-long investigation has found that despite promises of reform for more than 10 years now, the United Nations has failed to meet many of its pledges to stop sexual abuse committed by UN peacekeepers in the areas they're meant to patrol and keep the peace. The investigation also found that the UN failed to help victims and many of those who had children by their attackers who were banished from their families. More details on all these stories can be found at townhall.com. The Food and Drug Administration is issuing new warnings about the dangers of mixing anti-addiction drugs with some anti-anxiety medications. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The FDA noting that more and more people are fighting opioid addiction with methadone or buprenorphine warns mixing them with drugs like Valium and Xanax, some sleeping pills, muscle relaxers, or antipsychotic drugs can lead to difficulty breathing, coma, or death. The head of the agency says it doesn't mean people shouldn't use drugs to fight addiction, but that doctors should warn patients about the risk, screen them routinely, and try to taper them off of the drugs that aren't directly fighting addiction. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Long-term mortgage rates rose this week, lifting the 30-year fixed mortgage from the lowest levels of 2017. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed rate mortgage now stands at 3.83%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, the center of downtown Reading. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared, the weather today is?
Well, it's currently 55 degrees. It's going to be sunny throughout the week and clear. Today it's going to be a high of 73, a low of 49. On Friday it's going to be a high of 75, a low of 53. On Saturday a high of 82, a low of 56. And on Sunday a high of 88 and a low of 59.
Wow. Is this great? The weather is just great.
I'm loving it.
And the weather report is, the great weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Established in Reading, they moved to Anderson a few years ago. They win awards for hiring veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest today is Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's the first time you've been on since you were officially designated the district attorney.
That's right. I'm happy to be on.
So how are you doing? How's it like being, is it good being king?
King?
Queen. Is it good being queen? Is it good being queen?
I really enjoy my position, that's for sure. Yes.
Well, of course you would. Why not? You worked hard to get there. A lot of things happening in the district attorney's office. One of the things we want to kick off with, though, is September 22nd.
Yes. So this Friday, September 22nd at...
Tomorrow.
Yeah, actually, wow.
It's tomorrow.
The week is
flying. I was looking at September 22nd. Aren't we in October? But then this is the 21st.
It's tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Yeah, the week's flying by. So tomorrow's going to be our third annual Homicide Victims Memorial ceremony. We're doing it this year at the Board of Supervisors Chambers at 10 a.m. For the last 2 years, we've had over 20 families represented from prior homicide cases, with surviving loved ones showing up, having the opportunity to reflect on those cases and allow the surviving family members a chance to honor their loved ones. We're going to do that every year. This year's our third event. Tomorrow, 10 a.m., the Board of Supervisors Chambers. It is open to the public, whoever would like to attend and pay their respects and help us honor the memory of those people we've lost in our community.
Is this just in the past year or just everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Yes. We sent out notices every year to all surviving family members that we have any contact information for. So if you are part of a surviving family who haven't been contacted, you can always contact my office at 245-6300 and get us your information, because we'd love to have you there. We reached out to everybody we've been able to get information for to have them present.
Okay.
And this year, we're going to do it a little bit different for those of you who may have came over the last 2 years. This year, we're having a speaker, a daughter of a homicide victim is coming to speak about the case, the impact it had on her family moving forward, the investigation, and the prosecution. That case was the case against James and Benjamin Williams, the Williams brothers, and that was for the murder of Gary Mattson and Winfield Mowder. So that
when was that?
That was in the, I don't have an exact date with me, but it was in the late 1990s, early 2000, right around
okay.
there.
All
yeah,
right.
So you know, some time ago. But the daughter.
The impact is still going. Oh, of course, the impact is still going.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So they'll.
You know, I guess it's kind of one thing if you lose a family member to an illness. I mean, that's bad enough.
Right.
Or an accident. Even an act of war. It's, you know, it's. I mean, there's a questions there. I mean, there's always questions. But to lose them to a person murdering them.
Right.
When, I mean, that I think would be one of the toughest.
Yeah.
I mean, I expect that if, you know, if I have a son and he goes into the military and he goes to war, that there is a chance, you know, a small chance, but there's still a chance that he's going to die. And but to have somebody purposely pick somebody and then kill him,
right?
I think that would affect me a lot more.
Yeah, well, probably it's the most unexpected death.
Yeah.
You know, because like you said, someone goes to war. It's kind of you think that that's a chance.
If he's a cop,
if he's a police officer,
or you know something like that. Even
right.
Even disease. You know,
right.
that's kind of a random selection type thing. But when somebody is just just murdered,
right, and it's just because it's so purposeful, it's so avoidable. It was someone's choice that caused your loved one to die.
It takes away everything the victim had and everything the victim will have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And leaves the family like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to talk about then, obviously, how it's affected her and her family. What mm-hmm. happened to these guys?
One is serving life. The other did commit suicide.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. So we're also going to have the prosecutor who prosecuted the case is going to speak as well. He's retired, Michael Bartram, so he'll be in mm-hmm. to speak as well. So it should be a moving event tomorrow.
Do we have a lot of homicides this year?
Well, we have a lot of homicides in general.
In general?
Right now we've got 21 open homicide cases. That's filed cases pending trial.
We've got the people that did it. We just haven't gotten to them yet. Is that
Yes, this the 25 number would be cases that the person was located, arrested, comes to my office, we've filed the case, and now it's making its way through the system.
Well, does the... how long does it take for a case like this? Does that depend on you, or does it depend on the lawyers for the people, or mm-hmm. or for the people, the accused, or what? I mean, how fast can you move a murder case through?
Yeah, there's a variety of factors. For these types of cases, obviously, they can be more complicated cases. There's usually a lot of forensic work that's being done on them. And it's also a case that carries a very, very stiff penalty. Someone in prison for the rest of their life. So they're not typically the case that's going to move through the system the fastest, because we want to make sure that every single interview, every piece of evidence has been processed before we go forward. And that's not only from the prosecution side, but from the defense side. So you typically start seeing a lot more delay and prolonged time on these types of cases. They can certainly occur and go to trial within the same year. That's not unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
But that's rare,
though. Huh?
Yeah, but commonly they are going to take more time, you know, 1 to 2 years, if not longer, to make their way completely through the system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. First time that she's been on since District Attorney. We tried to have her on before, but she's been busy. Or I've been busy.
Yeah,
or the dates. Well, this is the day she can do it, so I can't do it that day.
Yeah.
How about this day? Oh, no, she can't do it that day. Okay.
Yeah,
so how about this day?
Our
and so now we're
going to
So we're going to set it up, though, once a month.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to set it up once a month. You can roll in here and tell us what's going on in that part of our legal system.
Right, yes.
We got to take that, too, because we have the chief, the sheriff, and now we need to have the last part. You know, they're picking up the people, they're rolling them into the office, and that's one of the things I want to talk about. I know we have other things we need to discuss, too. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. It's the largest privately owned firearms instructional company in California. He teaches in 29 counties now, and he's got 3 other counties that he's getting ready to open up in. That's retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty. and who owns Northern Firearms Instruction. He has classes all the time. Most complete classes you're going to find. All of his instructors are NRA instructors. He also has classes on tactical rifle, defensive pistol, advanced pistol, all of these. But you need to check out the website and see all the different classes and when they are. You can register online at readingccw.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget. It's a quarter after the hour, 55 degrees, going up to 73 today.
Check out the sizzling summer savings on Kubota tractors at Team Power of Reading. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and zero-turn mowers, Kubota has a variety of mowers and tractors and a range of horsepower options, delivering the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on your ranch. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota compact tractor or zero-turn mower from Team Power of Reading. Stop by today for the best deal yet at our in-stock inventory. Your one-stop tractor shop with sales, parts, and service on Twin View Boulevard or 226-9226.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
I love this song. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 23 minutes after the hour, it's 55 degrees, going up to 73 today here on the 21st of September. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. They've remodeled. They're open 7 days a week. They have new
not a new attitude because their attitude is so good. The customer service is just outstanding there. The new products, but of course they still have the walk-in humidor. It's just outstanding. The best in Northern California, right there at Tobacco and Brew, who also, by the way, supports veterans events and a lot of the things that happens in our community. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and we're talking about how the system in itself, having more police, more sheriffs, more jail space, okay, that's nice. But if you don't have, look at the system as a whole, and you have to then bump up the number of courts, court officials, attorneys for both sides, because we, for some reason, I still haven't figured it out yet, we still have a public defender that we pay for instead of having them pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have to. When you look at crime prevention and what we're going to do, is we do have to look at the entire picture from law enforcement through prosecution through the court system.
Can I be defended by the public defender? Or do you have to do you have to be some kind of, like, you know,
I would say
economic?
Yeah, there's an economic threshold, and I'd say you do not qualify.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you don't know. like good old money. Anyway, okay. The system itself, is it broken?
Well, you know, I would hate to say that it's completely broken, because we're all, you know, the people working in the system aren't broken. We are working hard from law enforcement through prosecution. I would say that the laws that are changing in California is what's broken, and that's having an effect in that it's tying our hands and making it so that we can't do what we need to do in order to adequately protect the citizens of our community. I would say that that's what's being broken, the laws and stuff that are being passed and being forced upon the system, because we all have to work within those laws, whether we like them or not, whether we think they're going to promote public safety or not. They are the rules in which we must operate our job.
One of the new things they want to sign into law is this one about taking away the automatic, you're going to go to jail for 10 years for a commission of crime with a firearm.
Firearms, yes.
Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
Where's the stupidity behind this?
I mean, there's so many of those occurring right now. I mean, I get updates all the time on the different legislation that's working its way through the system, and just reading them, thinking, oh my gosh, if that passes, that's just going to make things even worse.
It just means this thing with the sanctuary state, what impact does that have on the district attorney?
Yeah, I mean, all of those things have an impact. Anything that can affect crime rates are going to have an impact on our community, on law enforcement, on the district attorney's office. So it's the whole picture. And until we until we are able to stop this stuff from passing in California, things are only going to get worse.
So you're for the state of Jefferson then, huh?
Hey, I've been in California a long time. I love California.
But if California keeps doing this, and I mean, you're the district attorney,
right?
And our police are all saying, I mean, the morale,
right,
has got to be at some point. It's like, I've got 5 more years of my sentence, and then I can retire. I mean, that's when you talk to the guards in San Quentin. They talk about the prisoners, but they have, yeah, I've got 2 more years of my sentence here.
Yeah.
I mean,
it does start affecting morale from police officers through the district attorney's office, that, you know, what we could have done 10 years ago to protect the community, we just can't now. And a lot of times you can start feeling a little dejected that you're just pushing paperwork on certain cases because of the changes in the laws, which makes things so much more dangerous for police officers and makes them have to arrest and rearrest the same person time after time after time. And at a point, those people are starting to have no respect or less respect for law enforcement, because they feel like it doesn't matter what law enforcement says, you can't really actually do anything to me. And that's what the problem that we're seeing.
And that right there is one that lays open the community to have, I'm not going to say vigilantism, but have things happen like these guys went down to the Park Marina Drive. They walk through there. They're just tired. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is they were just tired of, you know, this guy got knocked off his motorcycle and these other things. I mean, people feel like nothing's going to happen to him. I mean, are our streets that unsafe? That I mean, I have not had problems, but Linda has.
Right.
And by being approached by people. And so, I mean, it at some point, and you are the senior, you know, prosecutor. You're the one that takes them and puts them in jail and all that. If mm-hmm. there's, you know, or puts them in prison, are we setting ourselves up for something like this? Is it going to take a case like a woman with her child getting hit in the head and her purse stolen? Is it going to take something like that before the people just say enough?
Well, you know, we law enforcement and everyone in my office are working as hard as we can, put everybody in jail who needs to be in jail, who can't conform to the norms of society, and those that can are able to avail themselves of available treatment programs. So we are working very hard for that. I don't think that vigilante justice is going to be the answer. I think the answer is going to be for us to all continue to work with the system, contact your representatives and voice your opinion about the different bills that are going through the system so that they can be active in fighting that, because we need these things to stop passing so that we can start hopefully working on legislation that's going to help turn things around for us. And we don't want our community, you know, our beautiful Shasta County, to fall into some type of a chaos of people just going out and doing what they want to do. You know, we don't want our law-abiding citizens to start breaking the law. We want to protect them, and that's what we're trying to do. And we're happy to always talk to them and answer their questions and give them suggestions. And we would strongly encourage that before anyone goes out and tries to take the law into their own hands.
Okay. Well, you know what? And that makes sense.
Right.
However, there's a lot of angry people out
sure.
there.
Sure. Yeah.
And I've been told by the police authorities that they believe that there's encampments of people. They got their own society out there. Are you hearing those kind of things?
Well, there's definitely been a huge increase in encampments and stuff throughout the community. And I know the law enforcement partners are working together on that issue to try to clear out those encampments and push those encampments out of our county. But yes, there has been a huge increase in that.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break here, because you've been, how long have you been the district attorney now?
Since March.
Have you? I want to talk about any changes that you may have made.
Okay.
There and or things where you think the district attorney's office and where we're going to be heading here in the future. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. It's down on the corner of Eureka and Court Street, and they have a number of different programs down there you can join, including they have the Spinoga, where you can spin and then take a yoga class, which I think is kind of cool, kind of relaxes you. Of course, they have the only saltwater pool facility, indoor saltwater pool facility, in the whole area, right at Wellgates, plus Boheme Spa. Not only can Jared get a good workout in, then he goes over and gets a facial right afterwards. Right down there, come on down and experience exceptional every day down at Wellgate Sports Club. Super people down there. Tell them that Carl and Linda sent you. Go on down, get a free workout, get a look at the area, and I promise you, you will like it. Clean, professional, and friendly. Wellgate Sports Club. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, reminding you about the 5th Annual Iron Soldier Ride, Sunday, October 1st. All bikes are welcome, and we gather at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo on Twin View Boulevard for opening ceremonies and a great motorcycle ride with lunch. To register for the ride, call 275-7300. If your business would like to sponsor the ride, call the same number, 275-7300. You'll be helping us provide care packages for our troops serving all over the world and helping us provide holiday meals for local military families. Visit rysonline.com and call 275-7300 for Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, the 5th Annual Iron Soldier Ride. Thank you for your support.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's in sec. On our way back, in fact, here in a few minutes, because we're going to go through the Sheridan today, have a tour of the Sheridan, and her brother's driving through here. He's giving a speech up in Mount Shasta, city of Mount Shasta. He's one of the leading physicians in California on pain management. So he'll be up there. Gosh, you know, it's just this whole day. This whole weekend is crazy. But Linda will be singing this Sunday from 11 to 1:30 out at the View. And it's going to be a beautiful day. Come on out and join us for brunch, and you're going to have a great time. She, Bernie Baker, and Bruce Kalin. It's just a wonderful time out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Take the boys in there, get their hairs turned. You got like 12, right? You could probably get a group rate with your family.
Get a family discount.
Yeah, and get them all. You know, I know you just like Daddy. Get all the haircut just like Dad.
Yeah.
And just line them up in there. Get a group discount.
I'm definitely outnumbered. That's true.
That's for sure. Yeah, you know, believe it or not, our district attorney has a family. You know, they have lives outside their job, and you have. You have what? You have your husband just was a highway patrolman, just retired.
He did. This is his first week retired.
And he's playing Mr. Mom here today.
Yeah, I don't know if retired is the word.
It's the right word.
He's transitioned jobs from being a highway patrol officer to a full-time parent.
There you go. And you've got how many kids?
Four kids,
and including twins, aren't they?
I do. Yeah.
And how old are your kids?
5, 7, 7, and 9.
I just picture this in like 6 years. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're here, of course, with Redding District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. Redding, Shasta County District Attorney. Stephanie Bridget. Okay, now you've taken it over last March. You were kind of, you were in charge of it for a few months before that, but you can't do anything really. You can't make any changes. So what are some of the new things that have happened since you've been in there?
Well, one of the first things I did within the first couple months is that I put together our family violence unit. Our family violence unit is four prosecutors full time working on what I feel to be some of the core cases in our community, that if we can make an impact on these cases, we can make an impact on our future as a community. Our family violence unit is people who are going to focus on all of our domestic violence on the felony level, all of our child abuse, all of our child sexual abuse, all of our adult crimes like rape, stalking crimes, and elder abuse. So we have one unit that can work together, get the specialized training that they need to, work as a team to make sure that those cases are given priority and that they are handled appropriately and effectively. It's a vertical unit, meaning that they can work and often do work before the case even comes into the into my office, working with the officers to when they're doing search warrants or when witnesses and victims are being interviewed, all the way through the process of filing the case, appearing in court, doing the jury trial. And it just gives those cases the level of attention that they need to make sure that they're a priority, because they really are. If we can make a difference in those types of crimes to help that family unit, you can make a difference in someone's life when they grow up, that maybe that cycle of violence is not going to continue.
That makes sense. And you know, one of the things is if you got to catch them young. Because, you know, it's one of the things is why do we stay in these countries like Japan and Germany after the war? Because you got to change generational.
Right.
And that's a mistake when we pulled out of Iraq, which is happening. And I'm trying, you know, how's he tying Iraq into this? Because you got to get the kids. You got to break that cycle of hatred and the cycle of killing. And it's the same thing. If once you break that one, and then the next generation's easier because they're being raised by a generation that believes in, okay, you shouldn't go around beating people up, especially your loved ones, and all
right.
these things.
Right, right.
Are you seeing a lot more elder abuse?
Yeah, well,
or is it just being reported more?
I mean, I think that in our community, we have a very involved community when it comes to issues that revolve around the family unit. You know, everything we see with One Safe Place and all the awareness campaigns that we have here do focus on stuff with the family unit, with domestic violence in One Safe Place, with the push at this point by to bring to our community a child advocacy center. So that we can have a multidisciplinary team handle those cases early on. And the other services and stuff that we have in our community for elder abuse just really shows that this is an issue that our community cares about, and we get out there that these resources are here. And when you show that the community cares and that the resources are there and that something is being done about these cases, you tend to see more things being
reported
because people know that something's going to happen.
And, you know, and unfortunately that works against us in some ways. It's great for the fact that we're helping victims of domestic violence and elder abuse. The way it works against us is the statistics go up, and then people who have no idea what statistics mean will say, oh, third most violent county in California. Maybe it's because we're taking action and they're being reported, and so we're doing something about
it. Yeah, and we're prosecuting them.
And we're prosecuting them, and they're being arrested.
Right.
Hey, hello, that's why.
Right, right. Yeah, it'd be easy to lower have your statistics not be reflective of what's actually happening if you're in a community that doesn't have resources and doesn't have a focus on prosecuting or caring about these types of crimes, because people are going to say, I'm not going to call for help.
Yeah. How about we just don't announce it until the person is in trial? We don't announce arrest or anything like that. No, we're not going to say it until we got them in court. That would cut back a lot on the, you know, on the statistics, but yet we'd still be doing, there'd be no change in how we do it. Here's a question here, and I want to ask this question because this has come up several times.
Okay.
Will reclassifying infractions to misdemeanors help with the prosecution rate?
help with the prosecution.
How do we pay for an increase in manpower needed from prosecutors / public defenders?
Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure what is meant by the word prosecution rate, but I can talk about this issue, and maybe that'll answer the person's question.
All right.
So we talked earlier in our show about or your show. See, I'm taking over your show now. So
on the days you're here, it's our show.
When
Basinko was here, it's his show.
It's his show.
I just get out of the way. He says, it's time for a break, Carl. And, yeah, that's right.
We were talking about an increase in encampments and stuff like that we are seeing around in our community.
Uh-huh.
And it's a real issue. And historically, those things have been what's are infractions. And with infractions, simply nothing is done with infractions.
Mm-hmm.
People don't show up. Their case just goes into collections and nothing ever happens. So I've been working not only with the county, with our board of supervisors, the county executive officer, but also with our surrounding cities in order to come together with a plan on what can we do in order to better our community and stop this quality of life type crimes that we are seeing, these encampments, these sleeping vents, the stuff we're seeing around in our parks. And that's what we're working on right now, is putting together a plan on how we can not only have those cases be a misdemeanor so that we have more power to do something, but what can we do proactively to hopefully maybe even change that problem so we don't have to prosecute them. And yes, that does take additional staff, because with the huge increase in enforcement that we're seeing that is needed to stop this problem comes additional cases that's going to take additional resources for anyone to work on that. So as a community, not only as the county and the cities are coming together to work on this issue in order to get the funding needed to address this problem right now, because it's the problem that the community sees and is affecting everybody.
Now, Pete Hansen talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said one of the ways, but you can't do it unless you have another district attorney in there.
Right.
And so he brought it to the Community Crime Partnership. Is that the right thing?
Yeah.
Community Crime Partnership board. And if they voted, and it would be to increase the district attorney by one, and I think the public defender by one, so you can start doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not passed.
That's correct.
It went 3-3 because for some reason the seventh vote wasn't there, or mm-hmm. just didn't. What is that money for? I mean, is it? Are we talking about? And I, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot here,
mm-hmm.
but this was going to do so we to deal just with what you're talking about, but you can't do it with the number of people. So it was going to be another one for you and another one for another, you know, attorney for each one of you all. So we could start dealing these things as misdemeanors. So we could start putting some teeth behind it. So we can start moving these people out of here. And yet it was not passed.
Mm-hmm.
The head of the board, who's got the probation department, the county health, and somebody else. Who was the third one that voted against it? Do you know?
That voted. Well, who was present that day? Let me
see. Because you voted for
it was me,
the sheriff.
Sheriff.
Oh, and the public defender voted.
And public defender.
Why did he vote against? He was going to get another attorney.
Yeah.
Why do they vote against this?
Well, you know, I mean, that money is money that has come from the passage of AB 109 and to deal with the effects of AB 109, which is what we're seeing in our community. And there's certainly differences of opinion on that board on exactly where that money should go and how it should go. And it's not an endless amount of money. I mean, there's a finite amount of money there. And once it's gone, it's gone. I mean, we are currently continuing to get more money every year.
We get $7 million a year, don't we? Or 6.5 or something? Or?
Well, I wouldn't want to quote an exact number.
I know, though, is that
without
we've
that
got
in
a
front
four,
of me.
I know we also, but we have a $4 million mm-hmm. surplus right now.
Right.
And the battle's in front of us.
Right.
What is this rice bowl thing so heavy? And I know this is putting you on the spot, but we've mm-hmm. got to do something about it. We've got the money and we've got the will to
right.
do it, but they will not turn the money loose.
Right.
Well, who's the seventh person that could vote on this thing?
The seventh person is our court executive officer.
Where was he or she?
She, Melissa Fowler Bradley.
Where was she?
She wasn't there that day, the day of that vote. That's who that board is made up of. It's myself as district attorney, a chief of police who is Chief Hansen, the sheriff, public defender, chief of probation, and the chief of
Hansen business. Was really, yeah. And I rightfully so, he was upset about this. I mean, as upset as Pete gets.
Yeah.
But, you know, this whole thing, he says, he was almost speechless about it, but it was just, mm-hmm. you could just, you know, it was, the whole thing was, here we have the money, we have the will, but the money's not turned loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm right there with the chief. I mean, okay. I voted for it. I talked and spoke in favor of it. I believe it should be released for this, but it simply didn't pass. I can't make it pass.
Yeah. And by the way, this community partnership.
Community Corrections Partnership.
Partnership is open. It's an open meeting.
Correct.
Anybody can go to it. Are people able to say anything? Is there remarks time?
It's a Brown Act meeting, so there is public comment period. And the agenda and everything is published ahead of time.
It would be interesting to have the head of the public defender or the probation department who heads up this board to find out why they voted against that. Hmm. Okay. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. I know, you know what, this is a group you're working with, but you're a stand-up person. And, I mean, this was just, to me, was a wrong decision. You know, I mean, we've got the money. Why aren't we using it to you know, okay, 5 years down the road, we'd be down to zero. Okay.
We might have solved our crime problem by
Maybe
then.
Maybe we don't need it by then. You know what, that is the...
Yeah.
Okay. It's quarter till.
I agree.
It's a quarter till right now, quarter to nine, right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 59 degrees, going up to 73 today. Cornerstone Bank brings us this segment. They're in their latest branch. This is a homegrown bank. Started here down there on Cypress, and now their second bank right here in town is at 1845 California Street, right down south of Jack's Grill, right down here downtown where we're trying to rebuild and retake downtown Reading. Go on down there and find out how Cornerstone Bank is moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Bank. We'll be right back.
Study the psychology of paint. Our conclusion? Color looks great on your walls. From neutrals and whites to deep, rich colors. At the Paint Mart, they have just the right Benjamin Moore paint to give your space that personal touch. Unlike the figure-it-out-yourself paint departments in the big box stores, at Paint Mart, they have personalized service, custom color matching and caulk tinning, in-stock and special-order wall coverings, and equipment rentals like paint sprayers, power washers, floor grinders, and wallpaper steamers. Paint smart with Benjamin Moore Paint at the Paint Mart, Redding, Anderson, and Red Bluff. All the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Come see us at Paint Mart. You'll love the friendly service from the folks at Paint Mart.
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Thursday, the 21st of September. We've lost September. Jared, you careless fop, you. You lost September. It's the 21st. What'd you do with it, buddy? I don't know. It just
here you time go. Flies.
Yeah, time flies. It's 59 degrees going up to 73 today. It's going to be just a beautiful week and weekend. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by REU and its Electric Car Rebate Month. You know, it's kind of a misnomer because as long as they have the rebate money, they're going to keep handing it out. And what's this mean? $1,000 rebate for a car. You buy an electric car, REU will give you a $1,000 check. If you get a level 2 charger, they will give you a check for $500. Why? Because they want to encourage people to start using less carbon-based vehicles out there. REU Electric Car Rebate Month. Find out more from REUpower.com or give them a call at 339-7200. Now, as I said, if there's money in this and the month runs out and they've still got money, you can get it. And say you've got a little fleet, say, of four or five cars that people, your salespeople or whoever uses in the city here, buy five of them. There's no limit on how many of these cars you can buy and put on the street, and they will give you the $1,000. And there may be more, maybe higher rates for other things that you have if it's a bigger charger. So, but you have to give them a call, find out. Okay, we're here with Stephanie Bridget. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. She's a Shasta County DA. You know, this people wanted to know, is Larry Lees on board with addressing with the additional funding?
Yes.
That they were asking for the other district attorney and the...
Yes, this was just addressed at the Board of Supervisors meeting this past Tuesday, and it was all the board members did vote to approve for us to start working with the cities for this exact thing, to have an additional prosecutor, additional staff person in order to address this issue. So, yes.
Okay, and when are the meetings of the, because this is an open meeting, when are the meetings of the correctional or the community corrections partnership?
There's no set schedule for that. The next one, I believe, is coming up on October 18th.
Okay, now you can check that out just by going to it online at the county and check it. But if you'd like to go to that, I'm sure that this could be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and before that, we're going to try and get the head of the there's a reason things happen, and you know sometimes I grasp the obvious. Sometimes they're so nuanced that it's beyond me. Strike out domestic violence, Bowl-a-thon, October the 13th. All you have to do is get a team together at $100 per bowler.
Per person on the team.
Yeah, $400 per team, and all of this money goes to where?
That is all going to be donated through Family Dynamics Resource Center for Camp Hope. Camp Hope is a camp that sends children to camp who have been affected by domestic violence in one way or another. That's going to be the community charity that receives the funds for that, and it's all going to go through Family Dynamics Resource Center for that. And it's just a fun event. You know, we've had this several years in a row now. We raised a lot of money for a lot of, not only for a good cause, but also helps raise awareness. Like we were talking about earlier, and raising awareness can increase the amount of reporting and prosecution that we end up doing, but that's what we want to do, because if it's occurring, we don't want it to go unreported and unprosecuted. So that is that, from my office's perspective, is the one of the key reasons on why we do this, because having events like this can get that word out there, raise awareness, and at the same time raise money for people who are affected. In this case, it's going to be children who are affected, and allow them to have an opportunity to go to Camp Hope. Like I said, it's a fun event. We've got trophies that we give out for, you know, worst bowler, highest score, most money.
Oh, I know where I would be vying.
Yeah.
I know where I'd be vying for it.
And most money raised, because again, it's a, you know, it's a fundraiser. So each person that signs up, we do ask them to raise a minimum of $100, and it's a team of four people, but go for more, because you can get a nice trophy if you do.
This is like Dancing with the Stars, except different.
It's
okay,
different,
you can
yeah.
still raise money.
Way more relaxed
yeah,
and more fun.
Yeah, you go into Sierra Pacific and say, hey, I'd like to have $1,000. I think I'd like to have $10,000 for my bowling team. And you get the trophy. Hey, okay, the Homicide Victims Memorial is going to be tomorrow at 10 a.m. Board Chambers. And they're going to have a guest speaker of a lady whose dad or father was killed. Murdered.
Correct.
In the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I believe it was 1999.
Yeah. That was murdered, to talk about that, but also a prosecutor who prosecuted the case to talk about it. And remember is that the Crime Victims Assistance Center, they want to honor the homicide victims, families, and community partners. And the thing about this is we hear so much about the criminal. Oh no, we can't punish them like that. We've got they used a gun. Oh, you know, we've got to turn them loose. We got, you know, all that other kind of crap, crap. And you sometimes forget about, and many times the media does not give a hoot in hell about the victims. It's those poor, misunderstood murderers out there.
Yeah, it's definitely the victims are more and more getting left in the dark, left in the corner. And we're seeing that with the changes in the law, too. It's really stomping on the rights of victims. So I think it's important for us to, when we can, do things like this to remember victims and honor surviving family members and victims who have gone through this type of horrific event in their life.
I saw a sign that said that you were against the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I've
and concealed carry.
I've seen those too. No, I'm very much for the Second Amendment and concealed carry. I have a concealed weapons permit, and I have for many, many, many years. So
yeah, since I've known you.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Obviously, this person does not know me.
Right. Okay. Because I knew that. When I saw that, I said, well, maybe they just doesn't. Maybe he's just dumb or something. Or maybe he didn't ask because it's obvious that, you know, and many, you know, and when you see that the number of concealed carry in Shasta County is approaching 8,000.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you?
That's no. I mean, I think that's every citizen's right to carry a gun. So that's one of the great things about Shasta County is you can get a concealed carry. You know, you live in a lot of other counties in our state, and you can't.
I know, and they just look at you when you've got it. The other thing too is the restrictions in other counties that they have on it. You know, and that one of the bills that's working its way to be signed is where they said you can no longer have a gun on campus, high school campuses or elementary school campuses, unless it was approved by the superintendent and the school board. Well, there's a few of the schools said, yeah, it's okay. If they've got a concealed carry, they can come on. Well, that wasn't good enough. So now they're taking it completely out of the local jurisdiction and saying, no, nobody can carry a gun on campus.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with that. I don't, you know, people who have concealed carry, police officers, retired police officers, these are people who have some level of training. They have some level of desire to self-protect and protect others. And if you've got a situation on a campus where someone comes on and starts shooting, and I mean, you want someone there who is a parent of a child who has a concealed carry to act right then, because law enforcement isn't going to show up right then.
7 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, in 7 to 10 minutes, you can shoot off a lot of rounds, no matter what type of gun you have. So it doesn't make sense to me.
Whether it's a 10-round magazine
right.
or what.
It doesn't make sense to me at all, because the people who are going onto campus and killing people are not people with concealed carries or law enforcement or retired
Never
law
has
enforcement.
Been. Never
yeah.
has been, has
yeah.
it?
Yeah, so it really does, it defies logic in my mind.
Okay. I think we can close on that one. This is, and I like closing on that one. Defies logic
defies
in your
logic.
Mind. It's, my God, what are these people thinking of down there? Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget talked a lot about new things that are going on, all the stuff that's happening. Tomorrow, again, the Homicide Victims Memorial. It's going to be in the board chambers of the Shasta County Board Board of Supervisors Board Chambers tomorrow at 10 a.m. If you can make it there, please do it. If you have any questions, give them a call at 225-5220. Tomorrow, Gregory Cheadle, President Trump's own African-American, will be on. And he's going to talk about the change that has been in his life since then. Plus the fact a lot of other things that Greg has accomplished, but he's a good guy, and it's great to listen to all the things that he's done and what he wants to accomplish for our people out here. Everybody have a great day, and just remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Says it's going to be a very long road to recovery for this U.S. territory devastated by Hurricane Maria.
Puerto Rico was absolutely obliterated.
By the strongest hurricane to hit the island in 80 years.
It wasn't in good shape to start off with, but their electrical grid is totally destroyed. And so many other things.
Mr. Trump says the federal government will help Puerto Rico rebuild. The hurricane killed at least 10 people in the Caribbean. Mr. Trump at the UN today asked whether North Korea can expect more sanctions. His answer?